Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Chelsea and I am calling from Fidelity Bank and Trust. I have a customer that has charges coming from a transaction that is linked to this number, and I was just wondering if there was anything I could provide you to get some more clarification on what this is.
Yes, ma'am. Can we get started by getting your zip code?
Yes, my zip code is 52060.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Chelsea. Do you need the customer's first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. My apologies. I didn't mean to ask for your zip code. I mean the customer's zip code.
The customer's zip code is still the 52060.
Yes, ma'am. And their first and last name?
Okay, let me get her pulled up here. Her first name is Shelva, Shelva, and last name is Kohrs, Kohrs. And I apologize, I messed up on her zip code. I was looking at the wrong line.
Could that be under any other name?
That I'm not sure. Could we try a different zip code for her?
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
I accidentally told you the wrong zip code for her.
Yes, ma'am. You can state the other zip code.
52162.
And what was that name again?
Shelva. S as in Sam, Hel, V as in Victor, A, and then her last name is Kohrs, Kohrs.
And can you verify their address?
Yes, she is at 150 Highway 52, Postville, Iowa, 52162.
And it shows on May the 27th, they paid a dollar deposit or a $2 deposit and entered the sweepstakes for either a vacuum, an iPad, or a tablet. And they were enrolled into our meal planning app with that payment. And that meal
Okay.
plan, yes, ma'am. And that meal planning app is a fitness and health mobile app.
You said it was a mobile app?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat again for me what the sweepstakes was? Four again.
The meal planning app is a fitness and health mobile app.
And did you say something about a sweepstakes, like she entered in a sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am, with that payment. And you enrolled her into that meal planning app.
Okay, and what was that sweepstakes for? You said an iPad.
A vacuum, an iPad, or a tablet.
Okay. And you said this started on May 27th.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way we could get that canceled for her?
Yes, ma'am. Bear me one moment. I get that account canceled. Yes, ma'am, and I did get that account canceled.
Okay. Are we able to do a refund or not at this time?
We can get her refunded 75% of that amount.
And what would the amount be at 75%?
One moment.
$50.
$44.92.
Okay. Can we go ahead and do that for her?
Yes, ma'am. Bear me one moment while I get that refunded.
Thank you.
No problem. And that refund will be in her account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I think that is all I have for today. I appreciate your help, Romeo.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.